Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. You can listen to our guy AWOD at noon every day. I know Jason's been coming on as College Hoops Insider, right? Jason's not paying attention. You were AWOD's College Hoops Insider.
Oh, yeah. I did a show a bunch of times.
Very nice.
Listen to him at noon.
Sorry. Does he hit you up all the time?
All the time.
Because you say yes. He's the one guy you say yes to.
Well, yeah, because I like to, talk college sports.
I've gone on
which we don't do.
I think
much
we've all
on
gone on his show a bunch. I've gone on his show a bunch to talk.
I've gone on like three times.
Yeah, Commanders.
Yeah, he'll call me about Commanders. He knows what's my wheelhouse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. So you can also listen to us, of course, via the Odyssey app, stream us live, and watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf Official Heating and Cooling Company of the Junkies. Chris Weber scheduled to join us coming up at 8:20. Jason asked me where he lives, and I don't know exactly.
I was going to guess Florida.
But I clicked on a story, and it said that he was living on a farm. And then I do remember he got in the cannabis business, like our pal. Well, we know somebody that's in that business.
Right.
Sure, you could do quite well in that business. They said that he was living on a farm. I don't know if he's still living on a farm. I do know
Chris Weber living on a farm seems kind of – just doesn't seem like
it doesn't seem
a Chris
like a
Weber
good
type
match
thing, but hey, maybe that's where his life is taking him.
What do you think? What do you think? He wants to live in a city? You think he wants to live in a suburb?
No, I just
you think he wants to live in only.
Like if you ask me, like, does Chris Weber live at the ocean, in the mountains, in a suburb? I think the last place I would have picked is a farm.
Yeah, but I was reading about him. He's pretty interesting dude. I mean, he's in the cannabis business, or right, at least he was.
Well, he was into the cannabis, but he was in a league. We know that.
He says, here's a quote, "I live on a farm. I fish. I have four-year-old twins." This is from 2 years ago.
He's like Kwame.
He was doing broadcasting, but he also collects African American art, and I think he was a professor. He taught a couple of classes.
He spoke at, I think, Morehouse and maybe one other university.
He's a professor, CK's a professor. Yeah.
Okay, but he taught some sort of class.
All right.
He's just not sitting on his butt doing nothing. Let's put it that way. He's
sound like he's doing mostly nothing. If you're just fishing,
maybe
he should be doing nothing. I mean, he's retired.
Yeah, he's retired. Hopefully, he's been done good with his money.
Well, $150 million.
How long has he been out of TV? He was TNT, right?
Yes.
How long has he been out?
I think he's been doing some fill-in work, but I haven't seen him do it this year.
No, I think he left TNT. I was just wondering how.
By the way, he launched a $100 million private equity fund. I'm telling you, you're telling me he's not doing anything.
He's a businessman.
What you're describing.
He had four or five different things.
The things you described to me were fishing and
No, that was just one comment about living on the farm.
Yeah.
Okay, but
he launched
a company, a cannabis company.
He's got stuff going on, but I thought he was pretty good as a commentator, but I don't know.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent.
He also made $178 million in his NBA career.
Right, and then that's his account, his Nike money and all that.
Yeah.
Sure.
And he was in that era where they were getting paid.
That's right.
Right.
Guys are getting $100 million.
And he doesn't strike me as someone to just blow it.
Looks like a couple years ago, He started an NFT collection. I think he's been a dabbler.
Hey, by the way,
like
are the NFTs dead?
NFTs, like,
hey, Drabby, are NFTs dead?
A lot of his money
like
in
all
NFTs.
Those NBA NFTs.
Yeah, Drabby, you buy any Bored Apes?
NBA shot or whatever that thing
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Is all that stuff dead?
I mean, it's still around, but.
JP,
I mean,
you own an NFT. You don't even know what it is anymore.
I think it was Lonzo Ball, or maybe.
Sure, it's worth a lot.
I don't know. I don't know. My buddy just gave me one.
NFTs, they were all the rage
they
for
were,
a while.
I got one of my buddies who's a big entrepreneur. He was big into NFTs.
Non-fungible tokens? Is that what it stands
for?
I think
maybe you would know better than me.
So we'll talk to Chris Webber. Schedule to join us coming up at 8:20. Then later in the show, we've got Mike Rizzo from the Nats. CJ Abrams off to a great start. Hit a home run yesterday. Mm-hmm. Nats are off to a 5-6 start. We got Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps, at 9:20. So we got some great guests. But we were talking about Jaden Daniels, and I just put up the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. It seems like we do it every day, but I wanted to see where the fans fall. And it was, if you had to bet right now, although I have a typo, I hate when I do that, who will be the Commander's draft pick with the number two pick? Right now, they say 54% Jaden Daniels. That's kind of where I am. Jaden Daniels will have his interview next week with the Commanders, it looks like, next Monday. But EB mentioned this Evan Silva report, mm-hmm. and it was that whatever interactions he had prior mm-hmm. weren't the best. That didn't leave a great impression. I do know there was another report. It was from one of these, you know, NFL rumor Twitter accounts that he's maybe told people he wants to go to the Patriots, who are number three. Mm.
What?
I don't know why.
I thought I heard Raiders. Didn't I say that?
Well, the Raiders because Pierce believe, coached right? him.
Well, I know one thing to believe. He was not enamored with the Commanders going in. I believe that.
Going into
the
what?
Whole process. Because, again,
Peters gave
a fifth-round grade a year ago. He took it personally. He didn't like it, which I understand. I would probably take it personally if somebody said I was poop.
I would just think you'd want to be in the best situation, best coaching
staff. Or just
staffs.
Get the most money.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get a little bit more money at two than three, right?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what
to do. But I could also say, I mean, it's easy. I would probably also be swung by just geographically.
I mean, like, who does...
Where do I want
whoever
to
Whoever is throwing playing quarterback for the Patriots, who are they throwing to right now? I haven't looked at their depth chart in a while.
I don't think they have really any
premier
receivers at all.
Their wideouts?
Yeah.
Isn't Juju still there? Like...
But I'm saying, do they have any legit wideouts right now?
Kendrick Bourne.
They drafted Tyquan Thornton a couple of years ago. He's been a bust.
I mean, yeah, so why would you want to go there right now?
Right now, Jacoby Brissett would be throwing to KJ Osborne and DeMario Douglas.
Okay, I mean, Douglas had, right, he had some flashes as a rookie last
Kendrick
year.
Bourne's not there. I don't know why I thought he was with the Patriots.
Kendrick
say,
Bourne did
gone.
Sign a deal
he's,
with somebody.
He's gone.
Who did he sign with? I've forgotten who he...
I would just think that you would want the most weapons.
It's like he signed, although on Wikipedia it says he's with the Patriots.
I think he re-upped with the Patriots, so he's still there.
I just didn't see him on the depth chart.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bourne is still there, yeah. So Osborne, Bourne, Douglas. I don't know. It's just
it's
that doesn't
weak.
Scare anybody.
It's weak.
Yeah, so who knows?
Remember?
I mean, I can't imagine he's telling his agent and telling other teams, yeah, I will not play for...
I'm sure
or I don't want to be drafted by.
Right. Why would you limit your options?
Yeah.
Well, maybe if you're young and arrogant and you think, you know, that a lot of teams want you. You know, think about it. Think how dumb you are when you're 21, 22. You think you're king of the world
right.
and you just won the Heisman
mm-hmm.
and everyone's saying you're going to be a top three pick.
Yeah.
So you might think, you know what, and that's I'd rather go somewhere. Let my agent know I'd rather maybe mm-hmm. find somewhere else than – Washington
maybe.
For whatever
I mean,
reason.
Let's be honest. The reputation for this franchise has
not
been great over the last 30
yeah.
years.
I mean, we're starting at the bottom.
Now, there's new ownership, so there's hope for optimism. But I mean, what does he know about Josh Harris and company?
Do you put any stock into? And I don't know where this guy's coming from, but Grant and Danny, I believe, had Max Chadwick on the show, who's with Pro Football Focus, mm-hmm. college football, their college football show, PFF's college football show. He said, when talking about Drake May versus Jaden Daniels, quote, I personally think it's not really close. I think Drake May is the number two quarterback in the draft. But as of right now, I think Jaden Daniels ultimately will be the number two pick right now.
So right, he thinks Washington will take Daniels.
And I saw somebody else, I can't remember where it was. There's just so many people chiming in on this now. So it was somebody else who said that Drake May, he believes Drake May had the highest ceiling of them all, including Caleb Williams. But he believes the number two
pick
will be Jaden Daniels.
There's just so much smoke around all of these guys. It's hard to determine and it might who's going
to
go where.
It might go to basically like a risk assessment. Like they might even believe Drake May has the highest ceiling, but they might also have that belief that Merrill Hodge has, that he's the type of guy who can get your coach fired.
Right.
So who's going to have the most immediate returns, if not the longest term returns, but the most immediate returns might be Jaden Daniels.
It's a small component. I can't remember who cut it up on Twitter, but I watched it yesterday that they were talking about how Dan Quinn, when he's been talking about the players that he's going to look for, he's looking for guys who are obviously competitors, you know, violent at the point of collision. So they showed clips of Jaden Daniels after he was thrown.
I think that's Sam Fortier's bit.
Sam Fortier, that's who it was.
But he does it with all the quarterbacks.
He does it with all of them, and it seemed like from the cut-ups, Jaden Daniels is much more willing when he throws a pick to try to chase down the guy who picked the ball off and make a play than either McCarthy or Drake May. Those
now, to
guys
be fair, I think
seem disinterested in getting in the mix
to be
and breaking
fair,
up the play. Daniels is throwing his body around like he's going to go tackle the dude when he makes a mistake.
Okay.
It's also
so going to
get him
that.
Hurt.
Could
get
him hurt.
But to be fair,
just don't throw picks.
To be fair, I'm going to look up like Sam Fortier's tweet. I think he said that Drake May's, for whatever reason, maybe because of the depth of his target, that his interceptions didn't really have returns.
Right. That could be the case.
So it's kind of hard to judge how he's going to tackle
they're already tackled 40 yards down the
field. And again, that's a very small piece of the whole puzzle, but it points to what's a player's competitiveness.
So we got a guy that that I've interacted with on Twitter for years, right? And he's a pretty sophisticated football guy. I'll give him a shout out, Coach Rose. Okay, I don't know what his handle. You guys could look it up. Anyway, I respect him. I think he might be involved with like semi-pro football or something. I don't know. And he and I always go back and forth on skins and quarterbacks, whatever. He says, EB, these draft guys on TV have no idea. He said more than half had the Texans drafting Tyree Wilson before the trade. Almost all the mock drafts had Levis going 4. He ended up going in the second round.
Yeah. Yep.
Of a reminder of that. And then he said, as far as Jaden Daniels, he just doesn't see. He's going to be – this are his points. And you just take it for what you think. He says he's going to be 24 during his rookie year. He says his best trade is running. How many running quarterbacks are last past 30? Well, certainly. How old is Lamar? Lamar is doing fine.
Probably 29 or 30.
Lamar?
Yeah. Steve
27.
Young?
27.
Oh, he's still that young?
Yeah, he's still young.
Steve Young did all right.
Came out earlier.
He was very young when he came out.
The pressure to sack ratio, he says, is a way bigger deal than people realize. He only throws the ball on 48% of blitz snaps. He said that's a red flag. And then talk this through it with me because I didn't quite understand this when I read it. He says, I don't get trading Sam if the pick is Jaden, though, because Sam is a backup now anyway and cheap. If the pick is May, it makes sense. I don't quite
understand. It makes sense trading. They're saying it makes more sense trading him away if the pick is May.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like that
they didn't want to be on the same team.
They just didn't want that dynamic in the quarterback room where these guys are friends. Now they have to be competitors in the room.
But you also probably wanted more of a veteran presence as your backup.
That probably makes sense.
I think that makes sense regardless, though.
Instead of essentially a second-year quarterback.
He said also May already knows Cliff's offense after playing for Longo in 2022.
Right. That could be a
Drake factor.
May. Like if you're already intimately familiar with the offense you're going to run as a pro, less of an adjustment period.
Right. So, I don't know. I do think they're going to take Drake or JJ or somebody and not Jaden, but we'll see.
60% right now, you can vote on our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day at Junks Radio. 60% believe it's going to be Jaden Daniels. I lean towards Jaden Daniels, but I don't think there's a chance in hell it's going to be JJ McCarthy. It's either going to be Drake May or Jaden Daniels.
I think you're probably right. And I would put my money on Drake May.
Coming up next, we're going to talk
to. Going to take.
Well, you're going to be happy if that happens.
Coming up next.
In 3 or 4 years, you're going
to
be happy.
I don't know. It's kind of boring pick to me, but I think that's who they're bringing.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Chris Weber, who probably gave us one of the most entertaining playoff series here in D.C. in years, and they lost 3 games to Zippy to the Chicago Bulls. But seriously, what else we got? We got one series for John Wall.
Yeah, not a lot.
But a similar outcome.
It's a wasteland. Yeah.
Right?
It's been a
wasteland.
It's been that bad.
Yeah.
No, they won a couple series, but
Indiana smoked us or something?
But still, if you think about the glory days, that is sadly one of the glory days for the Wizards. So we'll talk to Chris Webber, NBA Hall of Famer, next here on The Junkie.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you listen to the show a lot, we often say scheduled to join us.
Always scheduled. That's what I actually tweeted.
Scheduled is always important. That's okay.
Well, yesterday, we'll see. Yesterday they said double booked. I didn't buy that for 1 second.
It's Chris Webber we're talking about.
So that meant that either Chris didn't feel like doing any interviews or something happened, okay? And then today, but the publicist in good faith said, no, we'll get him tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I think Trav was shooting for next week, and they made a point doing it tomorrow.
So he's probably doing some interviews today. But again,
maybe he's just late.
The guy's worth $250 million at least. He doesn't need to do radio.
No, he wants to hype up his book, his memoir.
I don't even know why he's bothering. But yeah.
Passion project.
Okay.
I would assume.
I keep saying NBA Hall of Fame. He's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. They combine college basketball and pro basketball. I don't think there's a separate NBA.
I think you're correct. It's just the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
Correct.
Right.
And his college career, which was, I think, just 2 seasons, right?
Iconic.
Yeah. It's unbelievable just on its own.
Well, I mean, he
went to back-to-back national championships.
Too. He was a dominant.
Oh, yeah.
He was a dominant college basketball player.
The only thing that...
But I want to ask
plagued
him
about his pro career. He didn't win a ring. But
I wanted to ask him about this because he was a huge power forward with.
Oh, it looks like Weber Group. Oh, he's calling. Unless that's the publicist blowing us off.
Yeah, right. No, I was going to ask him, and I will ask him. You know, the NBA was so different in the mid '90s.
Yeah.
He was number one pick. Mm-hmm. But does he think where would he be in the draft now?
Hopefully, we can ask him.
Yeah.
All right, there he is. He actually did call in. Hey, you called.
C-Web.
Joined by Chris Webber on the Kia.
That's awesome.
The Kia guest hotline.
He's not going to call. What does he need to call for?
I got to call. What's up, fellas?
You don't even know this, C-Web. We started out as a cable access TV show in Bowie, and we're still going. All right, and we used to actually interview you and Juwan at Bowie State.
So we're part of the show there, and we get some executive producer credit.
Sure, whatever you want. Yeah, whatever you want, my man.
Congratulations from Bowie all the way to now, man. Y'all been doing the work.
What were your memories, honestly, when you look back at your career? And we're going to talk all about it, and the book is By God's Grace, where you go through it all. What were your memories of your time here in D.C.? Because we were saying it's kind of sad. Washington hasn't progressed really from when you were here. All right, they did make it to the second round with John Wall and Bradley Beal, but generally have been kind of mired in mediocrity. And our greatest memory might be the series against the Bulls, and you didn't even win a game, but it was tight.
Yeah, we didn't win a game, but if you lose to that team, I think those were three games separated by 7 points or 5 points. Mm-hmm. And actually, the last game, it was a crazy play for Pippen to hit the game winner on a tip back dunk. And so whenever I talk to Pippen or other players about that time, I mean, we talk about how crazy the fans were at Landover at that time.
Right.
Just, you know, it's really crazy at that time, and everything goes into it. So not trying to put any blame. We all deserve blame, everyone. So it's not about the blame game. However, when I was traded from Washington, it was literally the worst moment of my career.
Oh, really?
And oh, yeah. I talk about it in the book because I'm living in Maryland. I didn't get a call. How about this? I got traded during the playoffs. You don't see that anymore.
Right.
And I didn't get a call because it was like it was punishment. The team wanted to secretly send me away. And it's funny, even when I was like playing and working out with Mitch Richmond after the trade, he didn't understand why there was a trade. And I sure didn't understand either. And so it was hurtful because we were a young team. The Bulls knew it. Everyone knew it. But at that time, I don't know what more Washington wanted. You had the Bulls there. You weren't going to win. and we could have grown together.
And see, Webb, it pained me when you got traded. And then it really pained me when I look at SpotTrack and I see that as soon as you went to the Kings, you went on a 5-year run where you were all NBA first through third team for all 5 years. So you were on a mission once you got traded away from the Bullets to show them what they were missing by trading you away.
The only bad part is you had to live in Sacramento. Sorry about that.
Well, so I'll tell you, there's not many places like D.C. to live. But, you know, what's crazy is those last 2 years we won the playoffs and got into the playoffs by one game. And then my last year we missed the playoffs by one game. So we were always right there, and we were a young team, and the league was different. It was just – it wasn't appreciated. You know, if we would have – could have kept Rasheed Wallace. If we didn't keep him, getting Rod Strickland was wonderful. And now let's get another two guards. So I just think at the time.
It still haunts you. Players, I can tell.
No, it does because we were good, man. We were young. Murison, Tracy Murray, you know, we had a good team.
It was a good team. Whitley, right.
Yeah, these are guys that I really liked. And it really hurt me to see Washington not win, you know, especially those years close to after I left, because we were all so close, man.
So does it taint, or can you now, you know, look back on that time fondly?
I always look back on it fondly, man. I still don't really see. I have family in the Baltimore area that I hang out with all the time. So, yeah, I talk about it all the time. I mean, even, you know, definitely going to I work with teams and all that good stuff, and you know, who knows? Maybe it could come back around there. And
I love that. That'd be amazing.
But yeah, they definitely need it. And I think they need people that, you know the area that can recruit, but more importantly, to know basketball, you know, because when some trades were made, we were like, what are y'all doing? Do y'all want to win? Or like, what are y'all doing? Like, it didn't make any sense with Rui. It didn't make any sense with Hachimura and other players. It made no sense at all to me. And so I'm always going to be a Bullets fan. I'm always going to be a Wizards fan. And so I'm just rooting and hoping that, you know, I think it starts with changing the culture. And I think, you know, that's harder to do. It's not just a suit walking in. It's not just, you know, a billionaire walking in. It's somebody that can, you know, that has empathy, but empathy holds people accountable, and you know, and can start there. So definitely, Washington fans, you guys deserve the best, and I'm sure the best is coming. But man, of course, I have fond memories. Man, this was some of my favorite times. Can you believe this? That Ben Wallace, who in the book I take credit for his afro because we were losing him, myself, and Darwin Ham.
Right.
We were looking in the mirror before a game. And we were pissed, and we all had ball heads. And I said, "Well, we're not gonna cut our hair until we didn't make the playoffs." And so, as you see, Ben Wallace had the longest afro ever, so we didn't make the playoffs. I feel like I helped get him started with that.
That's all.
Where did you, when you were out here? I'm just curious. Where did you live when you're out in Maryland?
Oh wow, I lived in the Maryland area. So right when we first started, I lived by. Right by Landover.
Woodmore. Did you live in Woodmore?
I did.
Nice spot.
Yeah.
I apologize to everyone over there because after the games, I would give a note to my neighbors, like, it's going to be loud tonight. Like, how do I go to sleep?
Right.
And so I used to have a studio, and I'd be in there making beats and making loud noises all night in Whitmore, and the people there were so gracious. I still see people there all the time. Like, I remember you used to play music. I'm like, I'm sorry. I had to get right for the game. So,
they would give you a pass. Area. They wouldn't, like, call, like, the cops or anything. Like, they just let you have your space.
Yeah, it was no big parties, like a bunch of cars. But, you know, even if the lights were off and I was playing music, it just was. Right. What
you never had Diddy over, did you?
I hope not.
I don't.
Stay away from him.
But I had Mike Tyson over, so it might have been.
That's a good name. That's right, because
he lived
there.
Over there.
Yeah.
He lived probably
some holes in the wall, right?
So, yeah. Hey, Chris, I want to ask you. So, obviously, the NBA has changed drastically since you were there, you know,
yes.
And you were the number one overall pick in the 93 draft. But, you know, you were a power forward. You were 6'10", 250 on the block. You had great skills in the lane. I don't think you took a lot of threes in college, maybe a couple a game. But now the NBA is so different that, you know, these stretch fours and stretch fives are a lot more versatile, and you don't see that traditional power forward much anymore. Where do you think you'd be drafted right now if you were coming out?
Dude, he'd still be number one because look what Zion's doing.
I'd be number one.
You would? Yeah. You'd be number one overall.
I wasn't a traditional point forward. So if you look at why Don Nelson drafted me, mm-hmm. If you look at I shot 40% from the three when I was in Washington.
Right.
It was just a different game. You know, one thing I hate about the comparisons, my friends in baseball never say, oh, Babe Ruth couldn't have pitched today.
Right.
95 miles an hour is 95 miles an hour.
Right.
Period. If Larry Bird would have got to shoot five threes a game, he'd shoot the same percentage. Back then, he could only shoot one a game. So, to me, like, mm-hmm. I think basketball, I hate the discussions in basketball because we don't even respect Will Chamberlain, but, again, we'll respect Babe Ruth. We don't, you know, it's very funny to me. Athletes are athletes, and whatever they're allowed to do, they can do. Period.
They'll adapt.
Jokic is a wonderful player. Mm-hmm. But you know why he's great? He has a great staff around him. All of the coaches in Denver are coaches' kids. Mm-hmm. Rick Adelman is there. It's everyone there is a coach's kid, and so they know how to play the game. It's no hero ball, one-on-one, selfish, because you could be more talented and not know how to play the game. And so, yeah, of course, I still be number. Yeah, of course.
Well, see,
Chris, your game would be, I guess you're kind of pointing this out, but your game would be different now.
No, it would be the same. I ran the offense. What's the difference?
Dude, he was a great passer.
No, but what I'm saying is,
I loved because in Golden State, I was the point forward.
Yeah.
No, we changed it. Like, if you guys look at offenses,
uh-huh.
My generation changed it. The offense that Golden State runs now, corner action,
yeah.
That was done by Pete Carril and Sacramento Kings.
Mm-hmm.
If you just go look.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very simple. The coaches, we talk about it. I've talked about it with Steve Kerr. He knows they've won, so it's not like we're better or we showed them anything. I'm not saying that in any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But they saw the action that me and Pager had at the four. It's a play called four special that Pager and I made that they use every day with Curry. You know, and so, no, it's just different. It's like, you know, it's like just saying wide receivers that are going to get 20,000 yards now because you can't tackle going across the middle.
Uh-huh.
It's different than back in the day. But the receiver still could run the route.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Willie Gault would still be one of the fastest receivers in the league, right? It's just, were they throwing the ball? Marino was a unicorn. So, no, I when I watch Jokic play, when I watch LeBron play, and I'm not putting my name in,
mm-hmm.
in how great they are, but I played like that. That's why I got so many assists from the position that I was in. I made players better.
No doubt.
I think as long as you make players better,
mm-hmm.
I think it's that. Opportunity. I remember getting criticized for shooting 40% from the three-point line in Washington, D.C. because they said you need to post up more.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have dumb reporters. Dumb reporters that get you traded because they're talking about the game 50 years ago or dumb players or dumb agents or dumb me.
Right.
You know, everybody's dumb. So, you know what I mean? So, no, with that, brother, it's just the game has changed.
Right.
The players haven't changed. It's, you know, all the cone drills and Instagram. If we would have had that, you would have saw the same thing. So, no, players definitely shoot it from a farther distance. But I would tell you that players in the NBA today take the worst shots and they put
I agree with you, brother.
Yeah.
And they put their teams at risk
because now it's not about a good shot. It's about volume and shot. Yes. So the game is just different. But I tell you what, these kids are special. And it's so fun to watch the game grow because Caitlin Clark messed it up because now guys like us, we can't talk junk anymore in the barbershop. Oh, I would do this because she'll walk in the barbershop and say, let's go out and shoot. Mm-hmm. And then and then the truth will reveal itself that she's one of the coldest ever. So I love where the game is going.
Talking to the great Chris Webber, who, of course, played here in D.C., but is a Hall of Famer, five-time NBA All-Star. And I heard, look, we only have so much time with you. Your book is By God's Grace. And you tackle some of the most famous things in your life. From the timeout to the Lakers series with Sacramento. Let's start with the timeout. Like, how difficult was that for you to get over? And is it true that your dad had a license plate that says timeout after that?
So, yeah, it was difficult to get over the timeout. And I feel like everybody talks about the story, but I feel like the reporting was so bad at the time because – it's certain obvious things that happen with the timeout that if anyone watched the play and then watched the reaction after, it tells you everything that happened. And so it was tough because I knew what happened and I was the leader and you got to take it. So what happens when you have to do that? And so it was humbling. It was hurtful. It was depressing. But in the book, God's Grace, if everyone could just think about the times in your life you've had some tough decisions, you've had to go through some things that you thought were by yourself, and it was just a word from a friend, a word from a family member, not a fake word or anything like that, but something sincere. It could be a kid just looking at you and kicking you and running down the street, but it changes your mentality for that moment. And for me, I went home to get love from my mom, my parents, and my mom came out, and we were just talking. She said, look what I got, baby, and she's the most humble person ever. She doesn't have any vanity plates. She's not vanity in any way. And she said, I got this license plate. It's a timeout. I said, Mom, what'd you get that for? She's like, I'm not ashamed of it. We're going to show the kids in the neighborhood and around Detroit that, you know, you can have your worst moment in front of the world and then get up and bounce back. And you're going to show them how to bounce back. And so for me, it was a blessing because it really focused me to 2 months later is a draft. Wow, I'm getting picked number one in my city. Like, why should I be depressed? I got work to do. And then to get Rookie of the Year through that. So having those people around it made the pain more tolerable, and it allowed me to really direct my focus on getting better and not necessarily what had happened. Mm-hmm.
So let's get to the NBA career because obviously you had a great career. And just talk about that Sacramento team. You guys never get to the NBA Finals. You had to go through the Lakers. Game 7, people talk about the calls all the time. You had a great series there. But just talk about your team a little bit. I mean, you had White Chocolate there for a while. Peja, who you mentioned. Vlade, you had a great team.
Yeah, we had a great team of ballers, and I feel that we really should have won the championship. But we didn't. And the best thing is playing with guys that you love. And those guys I love. Vlade Divac, if you look at him and Sabonis, the older Sabonis, they really led the way with Europeans coming in this league and bringing their game. Now, they did bring Floppy, which came from soccer. So that did come along with it. But, however, great passing, great shooting. They started help spreading the floor and all those good things. So being able to play with Vlade, being able to play with Peja Stojakovic, one of the best shooters this game has seen. Hedo Turkoglu, a young rookie. Bobby Jackson. White Chocolate, my man, our relationship, he's one of the best people you could ever meet. He's funny. He's an entertainer. And me being quiet, I love just being around him because it was nonstop laughter. I would just go to his room and just laugh, man. He loved basketball so much. Mike Bibby, one of the hardest workers that I've ever met. Like, his workouts in the summer were great. And us challenging each other, it was really cool. And so, yeah, it was a blessing. And so leaving from Sacramento, I mean, leaving from Washington was the worst moment. It was worse than a timeout.
Wow.
Because at that point, I felt like I was being punished. I was being sent to purgatory. You know, Sacramento had never been into the playoffs since they had been in the Sacramento. You know, we used to travel into Sacramento because the infrastructure of the city was such, you know, it was the only city in which teams would allow their players to come in the day of the game. So it was a lot to have to handle their recruiting plans, having players stay there, and all this good stuff. When I got there, they had people inside the team had jerseys, were wearing like San Antonio jerseys. I went off on the whole organization like, we're the Kings, you know. But it was a wonderful opportunity, whereas I looked at it as something that was terrible. I called my father when the trade happened. He's like, oh, boy, nobody cares. Just be a man. Go over there. You got to just do it.
And hey, C-Web, you know how the broadcasting business works. We could talk to you all day. Could we do another segment with you?
10 minutes?
We keep it going, man. Yeah, I call.
All right, we got to do a commercial break. All right, and then we'll talk more. It's Chris Webber. Go out and get the book. By God's grace, we'll talk about it more next here on The Junkies. All right, I hope.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
C-Web calls us back because I think he's calling us back.
Yeah, he's awesome.
His book is called By God's Grace. You can get it on Amazon or WeberPublishingGroup.com. Pretty amazing. He says his time in Washington, that's like his biggest regret.
Right. He sounds like really like crestfallen that he was traded away from the Bullets.
Still, and the crazy thing is, like, we killed him at the time because of the arrest. That's all legal now.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
what was he here total? 3 years? 3 years total or four?
Yeah. He actually called back.
But one of the years he was hurt, if you remember. And that was back in the day. We were tight with our boy Jim McElvain.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. He's back on the Kia Guest Hotline. It is Chris Webber. Go out and get the book. Amazon. WeberPublishingGroup.com. Jim McElvain did the intro for our cable access show.
He did way back
in
the day.
And Juwan. Right. I still remember.
I'm glad you brought up Juwan. So, C-Web, you were the headliner of the greatest recruiting class in men's NCAA history in the Fab Five. Take us back to that time through the craziness of that recruiting process for you and Jalen and Juwan, and how much money would you guys have made in the NIL era? You guys are in the wrong era. You guys would have been killing it.
Yeah, I mean, some people say we were in that era.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
But it was something special, you know. And hopefully, that's what I talk about in the book. Hopefully, stuff like stories people think they know, and hopefully add a little more context. And I tried to write it like I'm an avid reader, so I tried to write it with all the questions that I have while I read other people's books. And so real quick, Jalen and I have been best friends since our first day of practice. We hated each other. Second day of practice, we're best friends forever. We promised each other to go to the same high school at 12 years old. My mother does not let me go to the high school I wanted to go to. His mother makes him go to a different high school. And so our whole high school career, it's like we're searching back to play with each other because we had so much fun at 12 and 13 and all that good stuff. And so Juwan Howard really was the catalyst for Fab Five. If Illinois, University of Illinois in Chicago had not been, or in Illinois, had not been on probation, Juwan probably would have gone to his state school. But because they were on probation, he recruited me and he recruited Jalen. Because Jalen was probably going to end up at Michigan State or Syracuse. I was probably going to end up at Michigan State or Duke. And so it was really Juwan Howard that brought us together. And he brought us together by saying, listen, guys, we can win. You know, this team has been sorry last year. You know, we can switch on defense well. We can do this. And it's so funny that years later, the reason why I came to Washington, I had a my contract ended. I had an out after 1 year. I could go anywhere. And I chose one of the worst teams in the league because Jerron was there and I heard how great the city was. And that alone made my choice of where to go after my rookie year because we had played so intensely together. I knew Jerron was a great professional, a great man, and I wanted to be around some people that I loved while I was chasing a championship. And I thought it was no place better to do it than Washington because I saw what Jerron and I had done at Michigan. And, you know, I thought it could be duplicated there in Washington, but Michigan was a blessing. It was fun. It's 30 minutes from my house. I'm the oldest of five kids, so all my brothers and sisters got to come to the games, and my mom still got to cook for the team. So, man, it was special being part of that group.
Chris, you didn't lose a lot of games in the 2 years at Michigan. I was at – and you only played at Cameron Indoor, I believe, one time. I was at that game. It was in 1992. It was December of 92. Yeah. I'm guessing you guys were ranked one or two. Duke was four at the time, I think. But what's the craziest road atmosphere you faced in 2 years? Was it Cameron?
It would have to be Cameron and Michigan State. Michigan State hates us, so it would definitely be those two. But Cameron is special in itself. Just how small it is,
right?
How welcoming it is, and just how every kid that goes to school there is a jerk. So it's like the best.
That is true. That is true.
You know, yeah, there are great people, I'm sure, in class, but when they walk into that in Cameron, they turn into jerks.
Right.
And it's a wonderful place to try to I feel like it's whatever WWE feels like, that's what it's like going into Cameron because it is not a game. Men, women, everybody wants your head, and it's a fun environment for basketball. It's great for basketball.
And it's so small, too. Like, when you actually go there, you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe how small it is.
Yeah,
maybe 8,000 or something like that, but I think that's the advantage. And you know, it's no better gym. Maybe in Indiana, I think it's a lot, maybe Alumni Stadium. I forgot what Indiana calls their arena, but those two are like two of the most iconic arenas.
Chris, real quick, what were your thoughts? I mean, obviously, congratulations to South Carolina. Unbelievable sort of what they've been able to accomplish, but on the women's side. But Caitlin Clark, just sort of your vantage point. We were kind of talking about it earlier. I guess there's some jealousies from some of the older players. Didn't seem like they were giving her respect for the kind of attention she's brought to the game. Do you have any thoughts on any of that and your sort of thoughts on Caitlin and what she's done for women's basketball?
Yeah, Caitlin's cold, and she gets it. It's going to be a lonely road for her because she's changing the game. Mm-hmm. And when you change the game, you're going to get some backlash. You know, everybody talks about the mama mentality. Well, she's already shown she has that, and now time, you know, it's awesome. I remember when Shaq came in the league and he didn't start in the first All-Star game because they said, quote, guys need to earn it. Now, I don't know what that means, but you see rookies come in the All-Star game all the time now. But Shaq had to address it, and he didn't get in the rookie game. And so looking at Caitlin Clark and seeing Diana Taurasi and them saying, you better be ready on this level. Come on, man. We love it. Because Caitlin's going to do it. And, you know, first of all, she's one of the greatest college players ever. But in order to be one of the greatest WNBA players, she's going to have to walk that walk. And so I like seeing her being challenged and hated on only because the competitor in me knows that that's what it's going to take for her to make it to another level. If everyone likes her, She's not used to that. She's a competitor. You saw her dad tell her, like, calm down. You know, she's been doing this for a while, so I think it's unfair, the level of hate. But I think if you want to be a great athlete, you better get used to it being unfair, because we don't do this to be fair. We do this to be the best. And in order to be the best, like she is, she's going to have to walk through the fire, and those comments and people waiting on her and training for her when she's just a rookie, that's the fire. But she'll be okay. She's incredible. She's something special. I know more women's names in college for the first time in my life than I do men. And that's thankful to, again, Steph Curry. Steph Curry changed that dynamic and brought genders together through the jump shot. And it's fun watching Caitlin say, oh, that's where you shoot? Watch where I take it from. So it's exciting.
See, Webb, we could talk to you all day. Next time you're in the area, here's what we got to do. We got to get you in studio. If you come to Baltimore or D.C., we get you in studio. We'll bring our pal Georgie. We see Georgie all the time.
Yeah.
We can, relive the glory days.
A Bullets reunion.
Hey, we have to, man. Hey, I really appreciate you guys taking time. But names like Jim McElvain and George Mirren sound like when he first got a Cadillac car, we would tell him, like, man, you can't drive 80 in a 25-mile-an-hour zone. He didn't know speed limit. Well, he knew speed limits. He would act like he couldn't read the numbers, but he knew the numbers. But it was great people, man. And I tell you what, the best part about Nago, and I always say this, is I learned so much in D.C. area from business mentors, from the history sector and history mentors. I started my collection. And then the teammates were so cool, man. And so even though it was tough getting traded from there, the reason why is because I love that area and I love D.C., that area so much in the team. So it was a blessing to be here. And thank you guys for having me on.
Well, thank you. And I can tell you that the area always loved you when you were here. So thank you.
Yes, Bullets fever.
Yeah, he does. Thank you, Chris.
That's the reason I'm a Bullets fan.
There you go.
Exactly. I'm a Bullets go get the fan. Book on Amazon or WeberPublishingGroup.com. Cool. Thanks, C-Web.
Thank you, buddy.
Not on Amazon. Only at ChrisWeber.com. Books only available at ChrisWeber.com.
He's not giving them a big. Why give Amazon a big?
Good correction.
Keeping that money in-house, C-Web. We like it.
All right, thanks, pal.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, we got to switch gears. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us next here on The Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.